for the first pitch, and you have maximized your time. There, I've helped you. That's all we do is we help you. Mattress Firm can help you, too, by getting you a brand new mattress at a low, low price. It's the 4th of July sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Chicagoland, what's happening? It's Gary LaVox, lead singer of Rascal Flatts. When I'm Moving On won the award for ACM Song of the Year, it struck a chord with folks who understand the challenges that come with life's big changes. For many, that happens when it comes time to sell their home. If you're moving on, you want a real estate agent who will make selling your home easy and stress-free. An agent who's willing to let you out of the contract if you're not happy with their service.
I can tell you that Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty, Infinity, is so confident in her ability to sell your home quickly and for more money that she guarantees to sell it or she can buy it herself. Now listen, Amy just doesn't cover one or two. She covers eight counties surrounding Chicago. So if you're moving on, trust my girl Amy to provide your family a stress-free home sale experience. If you need to sell your home, find Amy Kite online at amywillsellyourhome.com or call her at 847-877-9881. And start packing.
Together, we can make your blonde, blonde. Sheer Blonde Go Blonder Collection by John Frieda lightens and brightens hair two full shades to give you your best blonde every day.
Hair talks. Make your statement with Sheer Blonde Go Blonder Collection, only from John Frieda.
On the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel, islandology is our way of life. But it's about more than islands. It's about what surrounds you. It's kayaking through mangroves-ology. It's seeing gentle manatees and soaring birds-ology. It's a day on the beach that ends with a sunset-ology. Islandology is your guide to island life, and you learn it when you come live it. Plan your next trip at FortMyersSanibel.com.
At Sam Adams, we found that the colors of summer have a certain hue, which you can almost hear. There's yellow, orange, and blue. These are the colors in one perfect summer ale. Sam Adams, Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor the flavor responsibly.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
This week at Lowe's, you'll get great savings during our outdoor entertaining event. Get a smoking hot deal on a Char-Griller Super Pro Charcoal Grill, now for just $99. That's a $30 savings. And if you're inviting people over for that backyard barbecue, make sure your landscape looks in tip-top shape with premium mulch. Now 5 bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6/21 through 6/28. While supplies last, U.S. only. Mulch color and selection vary by location. Offer not valid in Alaska or Hawaii.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Expires at month end.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
And the pitch to Chris.
Drives it deep to left center. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Get out the tape measure. Long gone to left center.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Center Wade McGann led the AHL in goals this season to spark the Wolves' explosive offense. To watch the goals add up and the fireworks fly next season, visit thechicagowolves.com. Today, the Blackhawks traded both Nicklas Hjalmarsson and Artemi Panarin. Hjalmarsson headed to Arizona in exchange for defenseman Connor Murphy and forward Laurent Dauphin. Meanwhile, Artemi Panarin goes to Columbus along with Tyler Motte and a sixth-round draft pick for this weekend. Brandon Saad coming back to Chicago along with Anton Forsberg. The Hawks also get Columbus's fifth-round draft pick in the 2018 draft. Hawks GM Stan Bowman said today Forsberg will get the first shot at backing up Corey Crawford in goal. The Jimmy Butler era in Chicago is officially over. The Bulls shipped Butler and their number 16 pick to Minnesota in exchange for guard Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, and the number 7 pick. Bulls used that pick on Lauri Markkanen out of Arizona. GM Gar Forman told Spiegel and Parkins today that the rebuild is the right move.
If it's a small window, Jimmy Butler is the best player. And we weren't looking at this in a small window. We were looking more at the big picture. In the big picture, getting those assets we talked about to start this rebuild, we thought was absolutely the right direction to go.
Bulls also traded their second-round pick to Golden State for cash. In baseball, the Cubs are in Miami tonight. John Lackey gets the start against Jose Urania. Urania, 5-2 with a 3.64 ERA. He hasn't lost since May 17th, going 4-0 over his last six starts. Pregame with Mark Grody starts at 5:35. White Sox opening a homestand tonight against Oakland. Mike Pelfrey heads to the mound. He's coming off his best start of the season against the Blue Jays and will face Jarrell Cotton. First pitch from G-Rate Field tonight at 7:10. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Skokie Sports Park, named a top 50 golf range in America. And golfers this summer, text Amstel to 55755 and visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a round of golf from Kemper Sports Golf Courses with your Amstel Light purchase. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Marlins at 5:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by WOW Internet, Cable, and Phone.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Twitter is convinced LeVar Ball will walk on stage when Lonzo gets drafted.
And it is LeVar.
And you are a hater.
You are a hater.
He's not going to do that. No.
Is he going to the Lakers or not?
I told you from the words of Zeus, Jesus, everybody said he's going to be a Laker. They told me before they told y'all.
What if LeVar has done all of this and when Lonzo jumps into the NBA, he just falls back?
I don't think he's capable of it.
With the second pick in the 2017 NBA Draft, the Los Angeles Lakers select Lonzo Ball.
Uh-oh, welcome to Big Baller Zone.
He was talking about LaMelo, LiAngelo, and Lonzo. He goes, you know, he was looking at them while he was saying this to Zach Barron. He's like, well, it's three of them, so, you know, one of them's going to be bad. And it's probably going to be LiAngelo.
We got LeVar here, and LeVar, you already got the Lakers hat.
I'm trying to tell you, I knew this was happening before it was happening.
When did you get this hat made?
When he was a baby. I got two more boys. I got to come do the same thing two more years.
So you're going to get them to the Lakers too. How?
The big baller way. Ball control. Lonzo Ball is going to take the Lakers to the playoffs his first year. Come see me when he does. I have another hat on to say I told you so. The big baller way. Ball control.
We talking about Big Baller Brand. You are a hater.
The big ball away.
Get in the zone. Big Baller Zone.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Oh, my God. I hate you, Tanny. I hate you because I love you. And that's perfect.
You know what I
realized?
I
hate you for doing this with the elements and dropping it perfectly in there.
All of it.
Tanny is the greatest and the worst all at the same time.
You know what I realized?
Yep, shout out.
That's right.
Shout out to Carol out there. Thank you for the shots. We appreciate you. Ain't going to make any difference, but.
No, Carol's are good in the life of the afternoon show.
This is true.
That's right?
This is very true.
It's a good afternoon show.
Let me not overstep my boundaries on that.
Hello, Carol.
I realized something about the whole LeVar Ball thing because we were trying to assess it about, you know, love hate kind of thing.
I was trying to tell you yesterday.
You know what he has?
What's that?
And this also has to do with something else we were talking about yesterday. He has a great speaking voice.
Yes.
And it matters.
Clear and strong.
Yes. He's got a powerful,
yes,
clear,
yes,
baritone voice.
Uh-oh, welcome to Big Baller Zone.
And when we were talking about Rakim,
how he commands a microphone.
And yeah, you were also talking about Prodigy of Mobb Deep.
Yep.
That when you, a lot of it, it isn't bells and whistles. And sometimes that even if the message is a little ridiculous or over the top.
Or if the lyrics aren't exactly where you need them to be, it's the command that the voice has.
Yeah, LeVar may have not been blessed with a great game, that maybe he was able to pass it down to his sons, although I know he's bragged about his ability to beat Michael Jordan one-on-one. But there is something about something that just sounds well delivered like that. I think it helps him. At least from my perspective, like, wow, it just sounds good, you know?
If you saw some of the footage that was captured after Lonzo was selected and Lonzo was over in the NBA press room where they put him on NBA radio, NBA TV, all that stuff, LeVar did not stop being LeVar. LeVar did the LeVar walk from the table to the green room. He threw his Big Baller Brand hat into the crowd. Like, I think the caption on Instagram was, "We thought the greatest heel of all time was Ric Flair. We were wrong. It's LeVar Ball." And I'm going to tell you like this. LeVar Ball said that UCLA was going to win a championship this year because his son was on the team. He was wrong. But we don't remember.
Nobody cares. See, he gets it.
He's telling us that the Lakers are going to be in the playoffs next year. Guess what? He'll be wrong, and we'll say it a little bit, but it won't matter as much. LeVar Ball has done everything that he's wanted to do every step of the way over the last 9-10 months of this situation. He's played it exactly how he wanted to and won. No matter if you like him or you don't, he's won so far. I don't know how you argue with that. Now, all the people that are rooting against his son, it may happen. Did you see the Philadelphia 76ers? Did you see Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid's tweet? Ben Simmons tweeted crazy pills when LeVar Ball mentioned that they were going to the playoffs. And Joel Embiid, and I'm just summarizing here, said, "Ben, I hope you dunk on his ass when we play him because this has to stop." Like, so,
but he's not really
Lonzo's
doing
not
anything.
Saying, but you know what? I think LeVar understands
the sins of the father.
LeVar understands the personality of his sons too.
There's a vacuum he can fill.
He knows that they're soft-spoken, they're understated, they don't have much of a personality, and to sell these shoes and to sell that bow tie and to sell these slides and to sell these t-shirts, LeVar understands that he's got to be the personality until the game gets in front of
him. He's probably had that conversation with him when
you think of it.
I said, "Look, this is the marketing plan. I'm gonna act a fool."
Oh yeah,
out there,
you're gonna have to deal with some of this. Yes. You're gonna have to be better than my talk.
Right. You're gonna get some blowback here because I'm gonna act a fool with some of the stuff I say and do. But this is the plan, and you got to trust that I can get you there just like I got you here. I bet they've done that. I mentioned we were going to take phone calls, and why not? Because so far it's been okay. That I think some of the initial shock of the trade has worn off.
Again, huh?
I think some
you
of the
won the lottery. You're going back and buying tickets again, huh? Is that what you're
I'm
doing?
I'm feeling it.
All right?
I'm on a roll.
You got a $100 scratch off winner, and you're going to spend $150 more at the gas station now.
You know what I have?
What you got?
Momentum.
Oh, I hate you.
Jim on the north side is on the score.
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
They got hoes. That's plain and simple. They got hoes. They got played by Fitz. If you're rebuilding, why would you trade your 38th pick to Golden State for cash? That makes no sense. And second of all,
Wait, why they did that, right?
Let's take one thing at a time. You should understand why they did that.
Yeah, they did that. They did that because they've got five bigs under contract right now. They also did that because the last 7 years, the Golden State Warriors have bought a pick four times in the last 7 years. That's what Joe Lacob and Bob Myers do. And when they buy picks, they're looking for somebody who doesn't really want to draft that late in the draft. And no matter what Woj or any Bobby Marks or whoever said that nobody was going to buy a pick, they bought that pick for salary cap circumvention because they do think in 2018, I'm not saying that it's going to happen or not, but they're going to make another run at free agents again. So the fiscal ramifications of this, there's reasons why they didn't keep Jordan Bell. I'm not really mad. I think
they didn't like him.
I think people being angry about the 38th pick in the draft with Jordan Bell is ridiculous, especially when you've got the magnitude of what's happening right here with the coach and what happened with Jimmy Butler. So don't worry about Jordan Bell and 38th pick right now is what I'm trying to tell you, brother.
Westside Rod, you're on the score.
What's going on, fellas? Long time no talk to.
Rod, you sound a little melancholy, Rod.
You all right?
Hey, I haven't felt this good since both my kids graduated from college this year.
Oh, my man. I thought you were going to say you haven't felt this good since you got off of child support.
College graduate. So, yeah, 45
years old. Hey.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Listen, we all know how I feel about Jimmy Butler, at least. Jason does. I think he's a phony. I think he's a fraud. I think he's Brandon Marshall in basketball shorts. I've always said it. And I think the one thing that was astounding to me, even with my friends, is that I was surprised at how good people thought that he was. Like, you know, people were like, oh, my God, that's all that they got from him. I was like, well, how good do you think that he actually is?
I was saying that a lot last night watching some of the coverage. I'm like, you realize this is Jimmy Butler, right?
Right.
And apparently a lot of people just kind of don't. I was saying the same things. The market's the market.
Yeah.
And you can't create a market that's not there. You also can't compare Jimmy Butler's value. See, this is the other thing.
You can't keep bringing back a car that people wanted 3 years ago and drive it 3 years straight.
Objectively,
you know what I mean?
His value.
You gotta keep it in the garage if you're going to keep bringing it back every year.
His value now, with another 2,800 minutes on it, another year, is not the same value as it was before. And I give the Bulls enough credit to realize that they could sell high enough on their one asset of trade value.
Yeah.
They had one thing they could do to catalyze a rebuild. The rebuild may fail. And the guys who are in charge of the rebuild may not know what they're doing. But they did it. And I'd been clamoring for something like this and thought, nah, they'll never do it. You know, they did it.
Right. I'm not happy. I'm not mad. I'm somewhere in between. And I'm very fine being here. I'm not happy because of some of the things that came back in the trade, but I'm not mad because they finally chose the lane that everybody's been clamoring for them to choose for the last 3 or 4 years. And if you thought that you were going to get more for Jimmy Butler after the second straight year in which he got tired, and also after he brought up publicly an injury, he brought up and said that he wasn't feeling well in that playoff series. That matters when people are getting ready to pony up again. Like, this isn't some vintage ride that you keep in, you know, in the garage during the winter and pull out during the summer. You've been driving this bitch all year long. You've been driving it all year long, and then you show it again to the people that you were going to sell it to and expect the same price. It's going to go down.
Those tires look different.
Yeah. Kidding me? My mom and dad's friend, Horace Kirkwood, had a 68 Lincoln Continental, and they only peeled it out on 80-degree days or better. And it was out maybe 10 times a summer. They wasn't driving it down to the store. They wasn't driving it to drop the kids off. Jimmy Butler's been driven for the last 3 years hard, and you expect the same numbers and the same price for him? That's crazy. Who does business like that? And you should know, when the Boston deal got pulled off the table, when Avery Bradley and Jay Crowder aren't the pieces that you can get, you should know where you're at with this. You Bulls fans are trying to convince themselves how much they hate John Paxson and Gar Foreman. It's not going to change with this trade. Understanding that, you move forward knowing what the pieces are.
Have we done a wellness check on Neil Funk?
Oh, no. Neil's in bad shape right now. Neil's in bad. You know what this is? This is what happens when, you know, you've been dating a girl for like 2 years and y'all both high school seniors and you know you're not going to the same school she is. And you keep telling her, like, yo, I'm going to a different school. For 3 years now, the Bulls have been telling Neil Funk that Jimmy Butler's getting ready to go to a different school. And Jimmy Butler went to that school, and Neil is back here at community college just sitting here chilling, you know, waiting in the parking lot for somebody to come pick him up.
Yeah, we got
to
work on our Stacey King nicknames.
That's Chris getting it done.
Hey, whatever you want. Whatever kind of sauce you want to put on it, it's going to be 27 wins no matter how you slice it.
I'll go over on 27. I was thinking 32.
What?
Yeah, I was thinking 32 wins. East is the East.
Really?
It's East.
It's the Bulls. Who's the best player? Who's the best player on this team right now?
At the moment, it's probably Rondo. But he's not going to be on the team.
Out.
Right.
And Dwayne Wade in his 29 minutes a game, right?
For what, 40? He'll play 50 games.
I was about to say, Dwayne's not playing that 65 that you got last year.
He's looking at the schedule right now.
It's
picking
a for that.
His 50.
It's
and he's
a wrap
like,
for that.
Elbow
he's playing
hurts.
Against Cleveland. He's playing when they go back to Miami.
Patella tendonitis.
He's playing when Gabriel Union wants to go do some fine shopping at
shoulder
a certain place.
Hurts.
Yeah, that's not happening this year. So, in the long run, your most consistent and best player is going to have to be Robin Lopez. Enjoy your 27 wins.
This segment brought to you by Presence Health. Staying on top of your health starts with an annual wellness visit with same-day and weekend appointments. It
yes.
always happens.
Wellness.
You can schedule a visit today.
Let's get Neil a gift card.
PresenceHealth.org/docs. Splashes this one in.
Can you get a gift card for a doctor? Can you just roll up? Is that like single payer, actually?
Well, you know what? Give it a week and they'll write it into the new bill, probably. Right?
We're on a better rooftop than they are over there.
Rooftop sucks.
That's that.
Can we get a right field sucks, left field sucks thing going on, rooftop to rooftop?
That's the if you don't like it, leave it rooftop over here, over there. This is the multicultural, happy drinks are flowing because of Tito's rooftop over
here.
Yeah,
but then you're just kind of asking them to start shooting at us.
Oh, don't worry. I say multicultural. There's guns over here, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't get it twisted.
I got hella guns.
I got hella guns. Yeah. And like I said, I'm one button away from my Razor Ramon situation over here, so we chilling. We good.
All right, come be a part of it. This is the Score and Tito's 25-20 year celebration. 25 for the Score and 20 for Tito's. Handmade vodka, all kinds of specialty cocktails here for you. And this has been fun. There's been some surrealness to this day, or is it surreality?
I don't know. You're the wordsmith on the show.
From last night, and then these Blackhawks trades today. Everybody's just doing stuff. And we are in, at the moment, prime bad news dump Friday afternoon window here.
This is when, like, Bill Cosby tells you he's going to go on a tour about sexual assault, a speaking tour.
Or some Senate subcommittee says, by the way, there's a rider to this bill that...
Did you hear that? Did you hear that Bill Cosby
thing?
Is going on a sexual assault seminar tour?
Mm-hmm. Yep, to tell people.
It's a lot of balls on that man.
Yep. Well, he got the.
It's kind of like OJ with the, like, if I would have done it.
He's doing an if I.
Baller zone.
Don't you put LeVar in Bill Cosby's territory ever. No. Don't do that, Chris.
Cosby is doing an If I Did It book tour without writing the book.
Yeah, I remember. It's funny to me how many people are. Yeah, I know we got a break. It's funny to me how many people are protecting Bill Cosby. I remember when he hated young brothers and sisters like
thing.
Me. Yeah, I remember when hip-hop was doing so much to degrade women and all this other stuff, and then all of a sudden, 50-some-odd women pop up with Bill Cosby saying that they were slipped a little something by old Fat Albert. It's funny how that happens, man. Steve Harvey, him, is just... We let a lot of people off the hook just because they're funny sometimes.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. The Bernstein and Goff Show. More to come. The callers are out.
Hey, Blackhawks callers, okay. Don't get punked out either. Come on in. If you don't want to hear this bull stuff, talk about Brandon Saad. I'm here for you. Bernsey's here for you. Tito's is flowing. We're having a good time.
You got the score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on the Score.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Hum by Verizon, technology that connects you to your car. Pacers president of basketball operations, Kevin Pritchard, said, quote, "If we would have known this a few months ago, I think we could have been more prepared. Becoming public was a big issue. We want our players to want to be here. That's important. It really is. When Paul said he didn't, that's a gut punch." End of quote. And in all, he made 5 different references to it being a gut punch. If Pritchard really was surprised by George's agent saying that he planned to opt out, then he's the only one. It was the most open secret in the NBA. And as far as this notion of it could not have come at a worse time, that's not accurate either. I can think of a worse time than June of 2017, June of 2018, when he could walk and you would get nothing for him. This might feel like a punch to the gut, but that would have been a kick to the junk. I'm Jim Rome.
You can't get any fresher than your own vegetable garden. Right now at the Home Depot, 1 gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs are not only as fresh as you can get, but you can get three of them for only $12. That's not only thinking green, that's saving green. So, pass the salad and stop and smell the rosemary. It's easy when you fill your cart with 1 gallon Bonnie Veggies and Herbs. Three for just $12, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 4th, Continental U.S. only. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans,
can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Peter Gammons joins us.
People tell me that Bryce Harper would prefer to play for the Cubs. I don't think that it's going to be affordable to have Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant on the same team. I'd love to see it. I respect them both so much.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jed, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Cubs.
80% of a World Series winning team is out on the field, and we just haven't been able to get hot. We haven't been able to get things going in the right direction. So, you know, this has been undoubtedly more frustrating.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man with a Plan.
I feel giddy.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc.
So what's the plan, Chief?
Well, first, keep calling me Chief. I like that.
Discovers it ain't easy being dad.
You remember those Taken movies? That's what happens when you give your daughter freedom. 1, 2, 3 times they get taken.
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man with a Plan. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're gonna make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're gonna open your gates or we're gonna break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're gonna need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in the history.
history of sports.
Ricky Henderson debuted for Oakland and stole his first base this week in 1979. The AFPA changed its name to the NFL this week in 1922. This week in 1939, the Yankees announced Lou Gehrig's retirement after doctors revealed that he had ALS. Jackie Robinson swipes home for the first of 19 times in his career this week in 1947. This week in 1988, Cal Ripken Jr. played his 1,000th consecutive game. Denise Guerra became the first female umpire in pro baseball this week in 1972.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
CBS Wednesday, June 28th. Big Brother is back.
Yes!
You want divas? We've got divas.
I'm perfection.
You want drama? We've got drama.
There's gonna be fireworks, there's gonna be tears, it's gonna be amazing.
You want sexy, funny, crazy, weird, awesome? We've got that too.
This is spectacular!
Oh, girl, don't get me turned up!
And Julie Chen.
Let's get this summer started.
Big Brother returns CBS Wednesday, June 28th.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Madden. What's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking. I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Scoreboard update.
429 in the Chicago Wolves Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Center Wade Megan led the AHL in goals this season to spark the Wolves' explosive offense. To watch the goals add up and the fireworks fly next season, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Blackhawks making some major roster moves today. The Hawks traded defenseman Nicholas Jalmerson to Arizona. In exchange, they'll get defenseman Connor Murphy and forward Laurent Dauphin. Brandon Saad is on his way back to Chicago, along with goalie Anton Forsberg, for Artemi Panarin, Tyler Mott, and a sixth-round draft pick. The Hawks get Columbus's fifth-round pick next year in 2018. Meanwhile, Andy Strickland of 590 The Fan in St. Louis says the Hawks are strongly considering unrestricted free agent TJ Oshie to replace Panarin in Chicago. The Athletic's Scott Powers now reporting that Marcus Kruger is still likely to be traded. In the NBA, the Bulls sent all-star Jimmy Butler and their number 16 pick to the Minnesota Timberwolves in exchange for guard Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, and the number 7 pick. Bulls used that pick to draft Lauri Markkanen out of Arizona. The team traded their second-round pick to Golden State for cash. Bulls GM Gar Foreman got an earful last night. He was on with Spiegel and Goff today, and he took issue with people bad-mouthing the Bulls.
There's obviously great ownership. I think we've got terrific people within our organization. Obviously, there's a tradition of success. Terrific city, great fans, first-class facilities. And now, like I said, accumulating some really good players, young players, to begin to build around.
In baseball, the Cubs and Marlins are in Miami tonight. John Lackey getting the start against Jose Ureña. The lineup is out, and the Cubs will bat like this. Anthony Rizzo leads off and plays first base. Chris Bryant at third. Ian Happ in right field. Addison Russell batting cleanup and playing short. Miguel Montero behind the plate. Javi Baez at second, Albert Elmora Jr. in center field, John Lackey on the mound, and John Jay in left field. Meanwhile, manager Joe Madden said today that Kyle Hendricks could start playing catch with his sore hand as soon as this weekend. On the south side of town, the White Sox open a homestand against Oakland. They'll send Mike Pelfrey to the mound tonight to face Jarrell Cotton. First pitch at 7:10 from Guaranteed Rate Field. Grab a sub and a 32-ounce Pepsi at Jersey Mike's, and you could win the music trip of a lifetime. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends August 14th. See official rules at PepsiRockThisWay.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Marlins at 5:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lexus of Naperville.
Visit the all-new Lexus of Naperville during on Naperville.com.
This
segment is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. It has been warm up here in the mid-afternoon hours in the direct sun.
Hashtag summertime shy. I know that's Dan Bernstein's favorite hashtag.
Summertime shy.
I can, you know what I'm going to do? This is the summer of me turning you into, you know, the rooftop socialite.
I don't have that kind of money.
What?
We're like, no.
Well, now, stop the music, Chris. Let's... You could have said you don't have the swag. You don't have the lifestyle.
No, that you do that. Those numbers would add up, man. Those numbers are
going, Teddy. You're good for it.
Keep it going, Teddy. One night's what, $500? I mean, like a decent,
one stop, yeah.
A decent night out, one stop is going to be $500.
Yeah, half a stack.
How's that going to fly?
If you do it once every 2 months, you get money, right? You work hard.
We've got a bar mitzvah this year.
Tanny, hit it again. The bar mitzvah is going to be, I know it's going to be a lot, but then you take care of
cut it, Tony. He just told me the number. I was thinking about converting, but if that's the number, then I'm good. Jace can stay on this side of the religion.
That's the low end.
Are you serious?
That's the low end.
What the heck? What are y'all doing over there?
People do silly things.
What are y'all doing over there?
Hey, man.
Huh?
And look, we're not even in the suburbs.
Y'all the chosen people. What's going on right now?
We're not even in the suburbs. Yeah, we're in the city.
I went to...
That's a fraction of what they're spending up where I grew up.
I went to Holly Chen's bat mitzvah. And Dan, it was 150 kids.
Holly Chen's?
She was adopted.
Okay.
Yeah, she was adopted. Yeah, don't worry. Trust me, because it was my mom had a tough time.
Crazy.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. My mom. Wow. My mom had a tough time.
Thank you, Reggie White.
My mom had a tough time explaining. It truly is, by the way, and it wasn't me this time. My mom had a tough time explaining it to me too. I was like, Mom, I thought that, and she was like, Jace, just understand that Holly is adopted, and this is, you know, this is the religion that she's grown up under.
The arms race with some of those parties, you're talking about, even when I was a kid.
Are you serious?
You get somebody flown in on a helicopter to, I mean.
Wait a minute. So pretty much every, at 13, right?
Yeah.
So every Jewish kid at 13 is living like they just got drafted in the NFL.
Yes.
That's every Jewish kid is Takaris McKinley. Talking about find me later.
That would be great.
That's what it is.
I should have done
Jason
that.
Jason should just walk in screaming, find me later then.
I did not. The Havdalah
bro, I thought it was.
Y'all M. Everson, find me later.
I thought it was just a banquet and then you it
should
keep
be.
It moving.
That's exactly what it should be.
You know,
it
I multiplied the check 13 times 18. I get that multiple off.
About the hard work the kid puts in. And look, and we're doing it because like we did with the daughter, we said
yeah.
we're not. You were at the party. That was a
yes.
low key party.
Yeah, I had
luncheon
a ball. I had
right
a ball.
After it was lovely. It
the
was,
food
it
table
was,
done. Was oh, outstanding.
Spectacular.
I didn't know
but
you might as well be Kanye writing out the Staples Center, cause that's.
And that's, you have no idea. Look, I
knew the Jews was getting money, but I didn't know a damn.
Here's the thing. I'm privy to some of the information because of what I know about what weddings cost.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I got somebody on the inside. And you know what people spend on weddings?
Who are you talking to?
I mean,
this is why.
I mean,
you will
on.
Catch me in, you know.
So it's still.
You'll catch me like the day after, like, damn, Jay got married in Paris and didn't tell nobody. Yeah. That's, dude, weddings now. Because of what happens with friends and other people, and you're like, oh, their wedding. Weddings now go anywhere from, like, on the low end, 21, 22, to high end, like,
what?
78. I know somebody who got married,
whoa.
And their wedding cost them $78,000.
Okay. Okay. You are so low by multiples.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about $300,000, $400,000, $500,000
weddings. Oh, that's ball player money. I'm not talking about that. That's hedge fund money. That's venture capitalist money. I'm talking about real hardworking blue collar Americans.
Yeah, that's right. No, I'm telling you. where floral alone is 25.
Oh, that's, trust me, floral ain't invited then. If she calls 25, then floral can't come.
This one of the, and I don't think I'm speaking out of school here, but there was one potential client that was interviewing planners, and I know a planner that walked into the first meeting, and the dad said, okay, first and foremost, our vision is we're going to have this, and then the song is going to play, and it's going to actually be Lionel Richie singing.
Mm-mm.
So the prerequisite was you have to be able to get Lionel Richie.
Yeah, you can dance like on the ceiling somewhere else.
To sing a handful of songs and then leave.
No, I'm going to get, you know, and I'm going to get Teddy Riley from Guy, like, and that's about it.
It was not a joke. It was like, seriously,
you're
supposed to
paying the license fees for the Stones and the Beatles.
Yeah, like, Teddy, right, exactly. Teddy, are you listening to this?
I
know now that I should not invite Bernsy to my wedding because he's going to walk in and he's like, oh, my God, these flowers are like a day old. What the hell's going on here? Like, no, that's not going to happen. It's going to be me, Jace, and my bride. I do, you know, let's go to the club now. I'm not going to play those games. If 78 is the high end for my people, and you're talking about $300,000-$400,000, no. And I don't know nobody, her daddy ain't got money like that. Shout out to her daddy, but nah, that ain't happening. We're paying for our own. You almost made me curse.
Rogers Park, Black Talon, you're on the score.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? You may or may not remember, I am the resident Jimmy Detractor.
I know.
Tell
yeah, so I am nearly, brothers, I am nearly orgasmic. I can't wait till Jimmy walks his ass into that Minnesota locker room and thinks he's going to take it over like he did this one. And those two young,
tight,
budding superstars get, hey, old dude, this ain't that.
He's gonna be tight. If Jimmy is the second option, you're gonna see a lot of pushing and pull as far as bringing up the ball and being told get it to Cat, get it to Big Cat, because.
But they're gonna realize, and Thibs is gonna realize that he made Jimmy and him probing and deciding thinking, can I
but
do this?
But he's not James Harden like that. He didn't have the handle to get in there and then dish it or the flow to like. He wants to be James Harden in terms of being that lead guard, but he doesn't have that kind of talent. You know that talent.
Black Talon said he's orgasmic over it. Yeah, no, he's consistent, though. He really is.
No, yeah, Talon has been on that wave for a long time now.
Ralph on the north side, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, long time no talk. Haven't called in since.
Hey, Ralph.
Terry Split, and how you doing, Jason? You're awesome.
Thank you, bro.
Just a couple.
His phone broke up. Yep, yeah, sorry about that, Ralph.
Ralph went away.
It'll still be a long time since we've talked, Ralph. Talk to you next time, baby.
Yeah, say it all over again. Mark in Aurora, you're on the score.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Hope you're having a great day. I honestly don't think this is a bad deal for either team, and I'll tell you why. As I think that, first of all, Tibbs and Butler and those other players in Minnesota, they're going to have that all worked out ahead of time before they ever even hit the practice floor. Butler's going to be able to set an example, both on defense and offense, that's going to help those guys. As far as the Bulls go, they're in a different state, so therefore keeping Butler around wasn't going to do them any good. In fact, if they're smart, they'll get rid of Wade any way they can, and they'll get rid of, unfortunately, the guard from Boston, whose name escapes me right now. As well as he played in the playoffs, he's a liability.
Yeah, Rajon Rondo. I think they'll buy him out.
Well, and hopefully they will. I think what you're going to see, if in fact they're going to commit to these young guys, we're going to find out once and for all whether Hoiberg can actually coach in the pros or whether he's strictly a college coach. Because with all the, just they can get rid of these older distractions, you'll find out whether or not he can actually get these guys to pay attention.
We'll learn a lot more about him. There's no question.
These 2 years are his. I mean, he's the asset. As we mentioned in the beginning of the show, they chose Fred Hoiberg over Jimmy Butler. They don't want Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler ever ganging up on a coach again. Dwayne will probably be out of here during the trade deadline, and Fred will have his locker room or his team back. There haven't been too many guys who have been, you know, jaded by professional basketball and what it does to you, whether the losing or the winning, the success and the money, all those things. Denzel Valentine, you're up. Bobby Portis, you're up.
Show me that one thing you can do. That's all I ask of Bobby Portis and Denzel Valentine.
He's a good locker room guy.
Stop it. By the end of this season, I need to have watched enough Bulls basketball, and it's going to be a chore, but it really is. It's going. Oh, it's going to be.
There's going to be a lot of 119.85 nights, ooh, ladies and gentlemen.
Boy. But I want to know by the end of next season, and it's already too generous. I should know now, Bobby Portis. What do you do?
Well, they tried to turn him into a stretch four or five, and that didn't work out too well.
Denzel Valentine, what do you do? We don't.
He's a nice guy. Big, beautiful smile. Boar's face.
He does have a case of Boar's face, though. He's having that
looked at. I feel like Terry was in East Lansing at some point in his life.
Hey, buddy, you know, I don't know. I
dropped off a little something, something there.
I don't remember what happened.
Next thing you know, she says she's got a kid. I'm like, is he in school? Fine. No, yeah. I don't. He doesn't know where his offense is coming from. That's not a good thing in the league, especially if you're slow-footed on defense.
That's good scouting on your part there. I like your Chris
Dunn,
work there.
Well, hey, the guys that are coming, too. Chris Dunn, what do you do? What do you do?
Yeah, at some point
I saw those games in Providence.
Find a way to get a ball in the basket.
What do you do? Zach? Now, the thing is with Zach,
I know what
Zach
he does.
Zach's the X factor because he's a young guy. How hard is he attacking the rehab? I did not talk to a more confident dude in all the interviews I did in Las Vegas and during that summer league a couple of years ago. When he sat down with us, he was exuding confidence, and he felt like you felt like he could back it up, and he had flashes. He had moments. Like you said, he can hit four or five threes in a game for you. He can also shoot you out of a game. Can he be tamed while allowing that athleticism to run wild? It's a tricky balance that you have to strike with him.
I didn't think we'd see this text that says, Markkanen will go down as a top five player in Bulls franchise history.
All right, we're going to go to break now.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go to break.
All right.
We're going to go to break.
At the top of the hour.
Because we can't drug test. Through the text line, so we're just going
to
break.
At the top of the hour, we're going to bring back the interview that Spiegel and Parkins did with Gar Forman, and there was some hard-hitting stuff from Danny Parkins.
Yeah, Danny pretty much asked him, was he a snake? And expected him to say yeah or no.
No, Danny put it right to him. If you missed it, you're going to want to hear it. That's coming up after 5 on the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, Chicagoland, what's happening? It's Gary LaVox, lead singer of Rascal Flatts.
I'm moving on.
When I'm Moving On won the award for ACM Song of the Year, it struck a chord with folks who understand the challenges that come with life's big changes. For many, that happens when it comes time to sell their home. If you're moving on, you want a real estate agent who will make selling your home easy and stress-free, an agent who's willing to let you out of the contract if you're not happy with their service. I can tell you that Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity is so confident in her ability to sell your home quickly and for more money that she guarantees to sell it or she can buy it herself. Now listen, Amy just doesn't cover one or two. She covers 8 counties surrounding Chicago. So if you're moving on, trust my girl Amy to provide your family a stress-free home sale experience. If you need to sell your home, find Amy Kite online at amywillsellyourhome.com or call her at 847-877-9881 and start packing.
You can't get any fresher than your own vegetable garden. Right now at the Home Depot, 1 gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs are not only as fresh as you can get, but you can get 3 of them for only $12. That's not only thinking green, that's saving green. So, pass the salad and stop and smell the rosemary. It's easy when you fill your cart with 1 gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs. 3 for just $12 now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 4th, Continental U.S. only. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This week at Lowe's, you'll get great savings during our outdoor entertaining event. Get a smoking hot deal on a Char-Griller Super Pro Charcoal Grill, now for just $99. That's a $30 savings. And if you're inviting people over for that backyard barbecue, make sure your landscape looks in tip-top shape with premium mulch. Now 5 bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6/21 through 6/28. While supplies last, U.S. only. Mulch color and selection vary by location. Offer not valid in Alaska or Hawaii.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Peter Gammons joins us.
People tell me that Bryce Harper would prefer to play for the Cubs. I don't think that it's going to be affordable to have Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant on the same team. I'd love to see it. I respect them both so much.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
To block in your parking spot.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
15 national survey of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
At best.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
US LLC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We have a good young core, and I like Jimmy's age. I think he's one of the elite players in our league, but it fits our group. I think Jimmy's just entering his prime, so I think this will fit for a long time with us. We were talking to Chicago. We were talking about the possibilities of moving the pick and seeing if they would have some players that, you know, they liked on our team, and they did. And so we went from there. We had a brief conversation last night. Obviously, it was pretty late there, and we'll talk again today. I think any time a player like that is traded, it's not an easy thing. And obviously, all the things that he did for the organization and the city, and he loved being there. So but that's never easy. But he's excited about coming here, and he's looking forward to going to work.
Tom Thibodeau via the Dan Patrick Show.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
the guy who developed him, forced him to play a certain way, and a guy that he grew tired of very quickly, and now he wants to go back to. It's funny how things work out. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show talking about last night's happenings, this morning's happenings as far as the Blackhawks are concerned. Jimmy Butler and his statement on being the face of a franchise and feeling betrayed and backstabbed.
What happens to the face of the franchise? I see what they do to the face of the franchise.
You saw it happen. You were part of it with Joakim Noah and Derrick Rose and Tom Thibodeau. I don't know. I don't understand why a man who is as privy to the business as he claims he has been over the last couple of years doesn't understand this is how it goes sometimes.
This segment is brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. Want to win a rockin' trip from Jersey Mike's and Pepsi? Stop in Jersey Mike's today to enter. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends August 14th. See official rules at PepsiRockThisWay.com. Luke has been holding, and he's on the score. Hi, Luke.
The Panarin side deal makes sense. They're making the same amount of money. Side makes Taves better. Kane can do it on his own, no matter who you put next to him. Sod's on the Hawks team, they win cups. It's that simple. We've seen it in 2013, 2015. Sod was a 30-goal scorer 2 years ago with the Blue Jackets. Post is getting dealt to some team. They only owe him $1 million, so just get rid of the cap. Some team will take him. It'll probably be packaged with like a Kruger or an Ekimov. But in general, the Panarin Sod trade made 100% sense, and that you get 2 more years control out of Sod.
So you're happy with the deal?
Yeah, right. It sounded like it.
There it is.
There you go.
Bulls fans.
That was like a
angry.
Lot of
Hawks like fans happy.
Bullet point information there. This and this and this and this. Are you happy? Yes.
He walked into the Hawks room and was like, all right, fans, this is what just happened here. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm happy. Bye. See a puck drop when they face off against the Penguins, I believe, the first game of the year, if I'm not mistaken. I think the first game is against Sid the Kid and the Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh.
Oh, and they'll
Penguins.
Have their ring ceremony or something, and it's going to make them bad. And
yeah, is it here? I think it might be here.
Okay,
whatever. I know the draft is tonight, though. I was supposed to go to the draft tonight, and then I saw those tickets. They are charging $150 to go to the NHL draft.
What?
I'll tell you what you can do. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Chris. Let me tell you what you can do and what you can kiss and where you can kiss it. Yes. Yes. $150 to sit at the UC. Stop it. To see people get drafted that won't play in the NHL for 2 years? Nope. I'm good. Not interested. I'm going to use Terry's not interested sign and hang it right there on the door.
Oh, speaking of which, I told some of the folks from the Cubs about our buddy Stu in Champaign and their plan about the leaves, the authenticated leaves.
Yes.
And when I said, look, he's already got a secondary market. He's got buyers already. And the person I told yelled to another guy, I told you priced him too low.
He thought that they priced $200 leaves too low.
I proved it. He said, "I told you."
I guess
we gave away
if people
money.
I give him $600 for him,
right? And then I mentioned, I said he also says that he's going to smoke three of them, and the response was, "Well, I don't know how he's going to get them out of the lucite because they come in, they're in like a lucite, a big, thick, heavy gravestone of lucite with the hologram, the authentication in there. It's not just like a random leaf. It's already been
It's not a leaf in a Ziploc.
Right. It's already been put in lucite. Right. So I think Stu might end up selling those other three that
maybe Stu will find some other leaves down there in Champaign that he can smoke on.
I'm sure he can. So coming up in just a couple of minutes, we are going to bring you the interview of Gar Forman, Bulls general manager, conducted by the Spiegel and Parkin Show, and they also were right here at London House, Chicago, thanks to the Score and Tito's Handmade Vodka. You're going to want to hear that, so keep it here on the Score.
Len Kasper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs 3 times a week on the Score.
I talk to Joe every day. I think there have been some games lately that the Cubs have not won, but he has been happy with the look.
Len Kasper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, presented by Two Brothers Brewing.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
Mattress Firm has kicked off the 4th of July sale. The summer is here, and so are the daily deals. Everything from free pillows to 50% off mattresses from brands you love. So visit a store today to see what the daily deal is today.
And like Bernsey, Goff, what are those deals? All right, 15 queen sets under $999.99. All right, like Hampton and Rhodes mattress sets starting at only $179.99 and Serta mattresses just $399.99. And if you get these kinds of mattresses, you need some base in your life.
The adjustable base. That's for watching TV or reading a book or whatever you want to do that needs a certain kind of angle to the bed.
A little up-down action.
And you can get a free adjustable base with some select purchases. I have one, and I love it. It gives you essentially like an infinite number of new mattresses because you can keep making it different whenever you want.
To infinity and beyond.
You find just that right slot and just leave it right there.
Are we
right
talking
now.
About the base again?
They have their best financing offer that they've ever offered. 0% APR for 6 years. That's 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free. All the more reason to check out their Mattress Firm technology to power off. The Serta iComfort Temp Touch. It's a memory foam mattress with revolutionary cooling technology. The Beautyrest Black Hybrid, the multi-touch memory foam mattress with individually pocketed coils. But you have to get in there yourself. It's critical that you go to one of these many mattress firms, over 200 in the Chicagoland area. Just go in.
Lay on a pillow. Lay on the mattress. And then the base going up and down.
You'll know what you like. They'll break down the price for you.